This week I've been singing in my heart a refrain from a hymn we were taught when I was little. It said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. It came often this week, and it really made me reflect on my whole journey up to now. It made me see how much God has done in my life. I see now that every tear, every time I was up at night wondering, all of it has come to something so beautiful that I can now use to help others. In Bicknell Young's 1937, he says that a divine idea carries within itself the power to accomplish the divine purpose, and the responsibility of its unfoldment belongs to divine principle who cares for each detail of its progressive being. I love this statement because really it just has proven in my life how God has taken care of even the smallest details. An example is sometimes I might feel like, oh, I need to buy such and such a book or such and such a book, and often there will be a hesitation, and so I don't buy it right away, and somehow it will be given to me. When I was led to go to a place to do Christian Science nursing, I gained a whole lot. So many books were given me freely that now I see I can use to do this work. So it just makes me more and more convinced that we are to rely on mind alone to do everything, that He has already planned everything, and that if we seek His guidance consistently, never wavering or doubting what He's doing, even when we don't see the end of the tunnel, He does bring it to pass. So many Bible verses assure us of this constant care, and all we have to do is to lift our eyes from the errors that come to tempt us to look their way and look to God, because He is present all the time. He loves us, and for everyone He has a special plan that will come to pass if we let Him guide us. Thank you so much for those readings, for the service, and for everyone's testimony tonight.